All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is a special announcement. All right, guys, so basically because the UK, where I do BitChute, is kind of getting a little crazy, there was a young man arrested in Ireland by Homeland Security for some adult animated hentai. I'm like, adult animated hentai, like hentai, we're talking anime, we can confirm is anime. Alright, so, what they say is something that, you know what I mean. Anything that's moe, they can already say, oh, moe stuff, that looks like a little girl. So you're pretty much screwed, even if it's like a grown-ass character or, oh, high school. You know, which all the games are in high school, like all the ones on Steam, they're in high school, right? Because that's just a Japanese thing. But these kinds of people, they don't probably know nothing about this stuff. Like the people that arrest them, they probably don't know none of this crap and all that. So they don't get it. And basically, they made it illegal for a lot of this content, even though people I know that have localized these games live in the UK and places like, you know, Europe and all that. But they consider that kind of material illegal. Now, again, this is something that may look like a child. Now, people would say, oh, yeah, but you don't really do loli. And I said, no, I don't. But here's the thing. So Annie, which came out with, and I'm not talking about Annie from Sex Positive Gaming. I'm talking about Annie, A-N-I, you know, the little thing that Elon Musk came out with. There's a lot of people on there trying to say it's child and child coded and shit. And if you've seen Annie, like anything on Annie at all, like I even showed DP. Because DP was like, oh, it's no big deal. Just delete like any kind of lolly stuff. I said, I don't really do that. Like, I mean, and does that mean I can't feature the character as part of the story? Because then I'd have to remove half the fucking game. You wouldn't even get the story of the game. Because, oh, we can't show that one character when it's got a few scenes where it does Oni-chan or some shit, right? We can't, oh, well, but it's part of the fucking game. It's not nude or anything. It's part of the game. But anyway, guys, here's the thing. I told him, I said, yeah, but the thing is, they're saying that Annie, even though I showed him the picture, he's like, dude, how many girls do we have in the games that look like that character? The Annie from Grok, you know, that character. A lot. And I know you guys know what we're talking about, but we have a lot. So, that's why I decided to delete all the videos off the BitChute that have, like a lot of the hentai videos. I couldn't delete them all because it's very, very difficult. When you want to delete a video on BitChute, it basically makes you click on the video, and then you have to click delete on the video. There's no way to look at all your videos like you can on the other site I was using and just hit delete, 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 delete. And yeah, I deleted all the originals off that site. I know some people might be upset by that, but hey guys, this is to protect the owner of that site so he doesn't get in any crap, because he doesn't want to get in any crap as it is. And I'm like, dude, I'm the only guy doing the hentai, really. So I'll just fucking get rid of that stuff. Now, what does this mean for the AVN? Nothing, except for the fact that the AVN that I won't be doing is stuff made in Honey Select. That means Aeternum and Ripples will not be featured on BitChute or the other site. And I'm sorry about that. But it's just because, again, they're made with anime-style rendering software. And anything that looks that way now is considered to be childlike. It's ridiculous, but that's pretty much what it is. So, you may look at this and be like, okay, Grim, so what's this? Okay, so I'm gonna put all my hentai video, basically, all that kind of stuff that we do on Grim's Hentai Corner, I'm just gonna put it here on joystick.tv. Now, I've talked to the people at joystick.tv, and they said, you know, use your best judgment and all that. And it is a camming site for adult game creators. Obviously, there's some people doing the regular cam stuff. But we do have 33 followers, and we don't do that much. We do Aeternum and Ripples. I've done Aeternum and Ripples on this channel for a long time. You guys may have even said, maybe have even noticed where I said, hey, Joystick, on some of my videos, because, yeah, I'm on there. All right. So, the way this site works, you can subscribe for tokens and all that shit, but I believe I can make my VODs, my video on demands, free. So, you guys that are, like, interested in the stories of, like, all the games we've been doing can continue to check them out. And if you want to purchase tokens or subscribe, whatever, that's up to you. It's not something you have to do, and it's not something I'm forcing you to do. I'm not like a Cam thought, guys. I'm not trying to make money. Money would be nice, but, you know, I'm just trying to find a spot for this stuff. See, the people that like the stories and want to continue to read the stories or have me read the stories will be in a place where they can do that. So it seems to let me...
All right, everyone.
Whoa. I mean...
Healer type.
I mean, see, it seems to... Like, that's just one game that we were doing. But just showing you that they do have a feature, so you guys can watch videos there. And, again, it should be free. There shouldn't be any issue there with that. If there is, let me know. I don't want you guys to have to force subscribe, you know. Because, I mean, yeah, again, this is like a Cam site, but we're trying to do something a little bit different with it. And I was told that I could make my videos, like, free if I wanted to, and I can make some, like, subscriber-based. Now, I would never fucking do that with the ones that you guys follow. I don't even know if I'll do that with any of the videos, because I'm like, dude, that's really not what you guys want. So, basically, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to continue to fill it up. Obviously, it's joystick.tv/u/grimdungeonofdegeneracy or whatever. And hopefully you'll be able to find it. I will let you guys know. There'll be a link in the description. And it'll be a place where I can also post and let you guys know what's going on and any updates. Now... we do need to talk about this. So, yes, I did it. I did delete them. I mean, yes, we do movies on here sometimes, older movies. I know some guys are uploading newer movies on here, and I really, you know, be careful. Don't do that, because I try to upload, like, 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe 90s. But, you know, some of you other guys are starting to upload movies, and I'm like, okay, just be careful, okay? Because you don't want to upload the two new movies and get him into trouble, because that's not right. The guy that runs this is already having problems as it is. Things aren't working. A lot of things aren't being fixed right. I've heard a lot of different things. There's a lot of rumbles around this site. But it's been around for a lot longer than any of us thought was going to happen, right? We didn't know what was going to happen with this site. The TFM, he didn't see it lasting for much longer. And that was a number of years ago. And it's still going. And it surprised him and me and everybody else. And it's still kicking. I don't know how much longer, though. So we're going to continue to enjoy this site here. And hopefully, you know, it'll continue to be a place where you can catch up with my content. Of course, as you see, I didn't get rid of any of the AVNs with Daz. None of those. And those are going to continue. Matter of fact, I just recorded three new, I know that's not many, but three new videos for that. So you're going to get some videos for that. And there's going to be a conversation I had with Revy that's going to come up at some point this week as well. So we're just trying to play all that by ear. Obviously, I'm feeling a little better. You know, I had to change my sleep medicine a little bit. But things are working for me, and Benadryl was not great. Like, what I'm taking isn't necessarily much better, but it doesn't have the same horrible side effects, at least to the extent that Benadryl did. I think it because it was such an allergy medicine, that was what really messed me up. That really messed me up, guys. You have no idea. So, anyway, everything's a little better now. I can think. It's just a lot better being able to do things and kind of be back to myself again. A little bit. But, I have, you know, done a lot of videos. I did the comics and... I've also been playing games. Like, I've been playing a horrendous amount of Cyberpunk, and I mean, damn, I need a fucking break. I'm enjoying Cyberpunk. I just started really getting into Phantom Liberty. You know, I've played the original, I've beaten all the, you know, gotten all the endings. And I've done all that, so now I'm just playing the Phantom Liberty stuff. And of course, Silksong comes out on September the 4th, so I expect to dig some time into that. But I will definitely try to give you guys the videos that you want. And I was told I can go work 8 hours a day if I want by my boss so far. I come in early, so I'm going to start doing that. And basically get this stuff... I'll come in early and work... I'll come in early, rather, and I'll leave earlier, an hour earlier. That's fine with me. I don't care. I'll just have to go to bed an hour earlier, which is fine as well. I'm not really that worried about it. I can go in and, you know, make some more content, make extra content, play some games when I get done with content like I don't usually get a chance to do. Maybe watch some movies or TV or whatever. It's just good being me again, you know, like not being a slave to fucking Benadryl. I just had the weirdest... I think, you know, like, it doesn't hit people as bad as it hit me. Like, it was such a... I was allergic to it, I think. I think I was literally get allergic to it. And that's what really messed me up. Because it would turn me into a point where I couldn't do anything. And I was just like... It sucked to be alive and you wanted to die. That's how bad it was. So I do not recommend Benadryl ever. Like, I'll never take it again for anything in my entire life. I will never fucking mess with that shit. So yeah, it's different. I mean, it what I'm taking is a little different. It's still an H2, but H2 is okay because I do have, you know, like I said, I have the gastro or the whatever that shit is. And sometimes it helps with that. It's like taking a famotidine, except it just helps you go to sleep. So I'm doing that. And I did look up some information. Like, there was this writer on Reddit. He said, look, I'm 76 years old. I'm a writer. I have to be sharp. And I've been taking this stuff forever. And I'm still sharp. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know if I'm going to make it past fucking 60. I'm just being real. I'm not trying to be like, oh, no, dude. I'm just being fucking honest, all right? I'm surprised I made it to 40. I don't know if I'll make it to 60. We're going to keep pushing. Let's see if we can make it to 50, you know? It's one of them fucking things. The world's a crazy place. So, I mean, I'm just going to continue to do what makes me function, right? Because you know what fucking leads to dementia worse? Not getting enough sleep. And if you're not getting enough sleep, you can't think, and you feel like you want to die, you don't want to do nothing, you can't... I mean, why live? You know? So, that's why I'm glad I got off... I'm glad I got off that shit. I threw the bottle in the trash. And I was like, nope, fuck this. So... I mean, I've tried all the sleep... I've tried all the natural sleep stuff that you can possibly ever imagine. Everything you possibly can dream up with. Every fucking supplement I have bought it. I'm one of these kids that had to go to sleep with clonidine. I was trained to go to sleep with clonidine for 10 fucking years of my life, guys. Once your brain says, okay, this pill makes you go to sleep, you go to sleep. Now, I developed something a long time ago. I don't know if it's weed smoking, meditating. I don't know what the fuck it was. But I had a really powerful vagus nerve. And it got damaged after my mental break. And that shit is real. You don't... There's a lot of stuff I don't experience to the same level that I used to. And it really fucking sucks. And of course, there's like some stuff where people have been able to get all that feeling back. And it took a number of months or years and all that. There's some little exercises you can do. And there's these machines you can buy. They're over $100-something fucking dollars. I was like, yeah, that might be cool. I'd like to get the little tingling in my head back. That's literally what it was. And I mean, there's ways you can kind of get it back. Like, you know, singing and dancing and all that. That's literally it, dude. Singing and dancing and spinning and all that kind of crap. But, you know, like I said, I got off that stuff. Things are kind of looking up a little bit. Dude, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. I was telling DP, I didn't even fucking get, like, you don't even get erections and shit on the Benadryl. It just numbs every goddamn thing. Just like, numb. It's like, they need to stop selling this shit, dude. It's really not great. But, I don't know. I mean, maybe one day I'll talk to a doctor about getting another approved sleep substance, right? Like an approved sleep medicine. Might be the best thing. There's this new one that just came out that's like not addictive or whatever, but I don't know. Like the doctor that's fucking talking on the internet, if he actually had to look at me, he'd be like, I don't know what to do with you. Like, I'm literally, this guy would literally say, look, like, I know we're the sleep medicine doctors and shit, but we can't help you. We've never seen anything like this before. Matter of fact, we recommend you just take these pills. Even though we don't prescribe them to anybody else in the universe, you have to. Because if you don't, you'll never sleep. And we don't know. Something's weird with your brain that we can't figure out. Maybe in like the year 2030, they'll fucking fix it. 2040, literally. Or 2077, right? Like, maybe they'll have that technology then where they can just hit a button on my arm and it puts me to sleep. Now, there is this little fucking thing that you can buy that's $40 and you hold it and it gives you like a slight shock treatment thing that puts you asleep. And people are giving it to their kids and it's like putting them out. And I'm like, okay, like, I might try that shit. And they said, don't put it on too high or it'll literally shock the shit out of you. I was like, oh, shit, but I still want to try it, because it seems like it might be interesting. But, anyway, guys, yeah, so my sleep troubles, look, I've tried it, and dude, you can put in the comments anything on earth I have researched, I have bought. I have spent hundreds of fucking dollars on shit to make me go to sleep. There is nothing in the goddamn world. Every kind of, it doesn't work. I'm literally, my brain is set up like this. Run, 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 until you get a signal that tells you to shut off. So if I could, this is why I'm almost into brain hacking, kind of. Like, if there was a way I could put something in my brain that would literally, could program it to just, you know, send a signal to slow everything down and calm everything down. And it just fills it through of a certain kind of, hormone or whatever the fuck, some kind of electromagnetic signal that just turns everything off, that would be great. You know, as long as it turns it back on. You know, I mean, that would be awful if it didn't, and somebody had to manually turn me back on, or, you know. But anyway, yeah, so that's just how things are right now. Anyway, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time again. I'm sorry you wanted... but I didn't get finished reading. I'm sorry. Like, blame the fucking world. Like, blame the damn Republican... the conservative people that are like, we gotta get rid of all this porn and this shit look like a child. It's anime. We don't like it. That's literally it. That's literally, we don't like it. We think it looks like kids. We don't understand art. We literally don't understand art. We think the Japanese are pedophiles. They literally fucking do. There's literally people in there that fucking think that 120%. And it could start like an escalation. In the United States, like, it could. Like, I'm saying this could get really hard because if people, like, in the current administration start going over to these Japanese and saying, hey, we don't like this stuff. We think these things are kids. We think this is bringing pedophilia and trans and all this other stuff, then, yeah, that could cause an issue with the Japanese diet, which is heading towards Imperial Japan for the first time. They actually voted in a leader that brings Japan into an imperial stance, something we haven't seen in a long, long time. You know, longer than I've been alive. So it's been a number of fucking years, guys. But Imperial fucking Japan, and they want to go ahead and try to say that kind of shit, yeah, we're going to have some issues. So I don't know. But then I got other people trying to say, well, maybe Imperial Japan is just going to try to knock all this stuff out and change their image and all that. I don't know. And then there's some talk that anime is kind of on its way out as far as the good stuff. A lot of it's not going to be what it used to be. And I am kind of seeing shades of that. I am seeing anime that doesn't interest me as much. You're finding fewer interesting shows, fewer interesting manga, fewer interesting any of that stuff. And all the games are fucking gotchas now. Like, I was Gamescom? Gotcha. And all the art styles look the fucking same. Like, there was this one game that wasn't a gotcha, but I was like, but everybody looks the same kind of art. It's the art that I have up there, which is really fucking common. That's how an AI can do it. Because anybody can fucking do it. All these artists, oh, brother, dude, of course an AI can. It's basic. Don't get mad. The AI can do the most basic fucking designs for anime. Okay? It's basic. You can literally take her face and fucking change it into everything. It's the same thing, dude. You can put blue hair, red eyes, it's a new character. Oh, look, it's a new character. I mean, that's how retarded it is now. I don't like all that. But anyway, guys, yeah. So, to recap all this shit, it is a joystick.tv/Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. Now, we don't need that. We need that. Right there. I don't know. There's a, like, I don't know about these other people. I'm sure they're decent people. You know, it's different streamers, men and women. They all seem to be really cool. They told me to just follow the TOS. That does mean no harsh gore in the videos. We won't be doing any kind of like maggot baits. By the way, I did delete all the maggot baits videos from all sources. Yeah, I know it was a big thing of me having all the mega base, but the problem is, even the ones I showed on BitChute, they were extremely censored. That's when I was censoring my videos on BitChute. And it's nothing against BitChute, guys. I want BitChute to know that. It's nothing against you. It's I don't trust the UK. I don't trust the UK to come in there one day and say, okay, BitChute, you are now going to be held responsible because we're the UK and we want to protect children. You don't want to protect children. I mean, look, that's all it is. It's this fake ass, we got to protect kids bullshit, right? But really, they just don't want any kind of dissent, any kind of information that's against the UK or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like the policies. Oh, you don't like our policy? You know, I bet there's a lot. I bet if they had a thing where they say, okay, UK people, if you don't like the policy, here's the plane, get all your belongings and leave the country, and we will pay for you to go to any country you want. There would be so many people lined up on the fucking airplanes like, okay, I'm out of this country. Yeah, you're treating me in surveillance. This isn't cool. I'll go anywhere else other than this. And eventually they realize they won't have a population. But it is what it is, right? We are in the cyberpunk dystopia, right? That's why I like the cyberpunk game so much. Because, my God, it's starting to feel real. And not in the good way. Like, in the bad ways. Anybody that's really, really played cyberpunk and has read all the little, all the little books that they have lying around. It tells you how things got to this way. And it's big corporations that decided to control everything and tell everybody how it was going to run. And corruption within governments, which is definitely happening with corporations. Corporations getting involved in government. A lot of things that are very cyberpunk are very much happening right now. I wonder if we're going to have a Republic of Texas, like they said in Cyberpunk. I remember I was playing through Phantom Liberty, and it said the Republic of Texas. I said, oh shit, that'll probably happen in like 5 years. But alright, guys. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on the Grim, well, whatever we do. The Grim's Dungeon of Degeneracy, I guess, right? I thought about calling it Grim Sentai Corner, but I figured that would be wrong. Because we still want to do the AVNs here, which means I'm going to be doing Ripples and Eternum exclusively on Joystick. That means if you want to watch them at all, you need to go to Joystick. And I'll hopefully, I will fucking try to get them uploaded here. Now they have to look at every video we put on here. And I don't know what the hell they're going to say. You know, if it gets rough, I'll have to phase it all out. But this is my last chance. If it doesn't work here, then we're just not going to do the hentai anymore. We're just not going to be able to do it. So that's going to be it. Joystick.tv and @Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. That's here in the U.S., by the way. So we don't have any real issues there. And of course, I did look at everything and I talked to their support guy who had never heard of the word arrow gay before in his life, by the way. But he just said, again, use your best judgment. Okay, fine. I'll use my best judgment. If we got anybody that's a little, you know, loli or Shota type character, I mean, I know the Winter Memories is real popular, but if he's like a loli or a Shota type character, we gotta get rid of that character. We can't have that character on the screen, and we can't have, obviously, any kind of really, I mean, action scenes are fine. Blood, gore, shooting, all that stuff, and action scenes, that's fine. There's probably plenty of games they play on there where you shoot people and all that. So, probably even some cyberpunk stuff that goes on here, I'm pretty sure, because they have some really, really nice mods for cyberpunk. I'm not even lying. But, like I was saying, guys, yeah, the gore in the scenes, the goro, we can't do that anymore, okay? I may like that, but it's not something that we can do on this channel, period. So, I'm sorry, okay? Blame the people that don't get, well, they would get shocked at Cannibal Corpse album covers, right? Oh my god, it's so... No, I grew up with this shit, dude. It's not that fucking real. People are just fucking retarded now. And it's going to get worse. So, I don't know, like, Chibi said, I don't listen to him that much, but Chibi said something like that, basically what's going to happen is after this fourth term, like, people are going to push so fucking hard left, it's going to make our heads spin. And I think that could happen. And that is going to cause the big war, like, the big, you know, there's a big war before you have the whole cyberpunk thing and the corporations take over everything, right? Like, if you're following along and there's an AI that took over the internet, completely compromised the whole internet. Oh yeah, I can see all that shit happening. All that shit's pretty probable. If somebody gives it commands, remember, AI does what you tell it to do. If somebody gives it a command and tells it, do not stop until you've compromised the entire internet, it will. Or several. Say you got several AI you throw out there. Boom, the whole internet's compromised. Nobody can use it. It's completely dead, right? So, yeah, there's a lot of things that can very much happen. That was in Cyberpunk, and I was listening to an interview from Mike Pondsmith, who was talking about, yeah, I think that this stuff is more popular. It's 3 months ago, so it's not that old. He says, I think this stuff is more popular because it's closer to home. We're actually closer to that kind of stuff now than we were back when we were making it in the, you know, the 1980s, which obviously was a very different time. He said it was a very positive time. And today, or, well, right now, it's not very positive. It's very cyberpunk. So, I've just been playing that game and listening to a lot of industrial rock. Just really getting myself into that mode, right? Because I think it's just a matter of time before we get all the good and the bad of cyberpunk. Alright, guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time, again, with whatever the hell I decide to do. I'm out.